stories. Yes, it's time for bedtime stories. So I want you to relax, pull your bed cover on, rest your head on the pillow, and enjoy. Hello, hello, hello. It feels so great to be back in Bedtime Stories by Blessing of Olabi, and tonight promises to be super awesome as we travel through the pages of the Bible. Let me talk to you about one of my most fascinating stories in the Bible. I'd love to title it Daddy's Favorite Son. This story can be found in Genesis chapter 37. There was a man named Jacob. He had 12 sons. Among the 12 sons, there was a boy who always did what was right and frowned at anything wrong. He was actually the 11th son. He was so good that he reports the bad behavior of his elder brothers to his father. His father loved him so much because he was one of his youngest sons. He made him a coat of many colors, beautiful and lovely. What could this young boy's name be? Joseph. When Joseph's brothers realized that their father loved Joseph more than them, they became very angry and jealous of him. In fact, they hated him. They always spoke roughly to him. But despite the brothers' cruel attitude to Joseph, he did not hate them in return. So one day, Joseph had a dream, and he told his brothers about it. He said in his dream, they all were binding sheaves on the farm. But his own sheaf stood upright, and his other brothers' sheaves made obeisance. That means bowed to his own sheaf. When his brothers heard that, they became more angry with him. What kind of dream is that? They mocked. Do you mean that we, your elder brothers, would indeed bow to you? After that, Joseph had another dream. This time, the sun and the moon with the 11 stars bowed down to his own star. He went again and told his brothers and even his father. His father scolded him. What do you mean, Joseph? The father said, are you saying that I, your mother, and your 11 brothers will bow your heads to the ground for little you? This made his brothers even angrier and more envious. But his father pondered on the dream and watched if it will happen or not. Poor Joseph. Nobody liked his dream. Children, do you have great dreams of doing something great and wonderful, and nobody seems to support you? Don't worry. It happened to Joseph, and you can learn from him. That's the more reason I need you to stay tuned to know what happened next. Before you go to bed, know that God loves you so much, and you are his favorite. He wants you to love him too by accepting Jesus into your life. Jesus is actually a brother that can never, ever, ever be jealous of you. Good night, sweetheart. God's angels keep and protect you. Till we meet again in Bedtime Stories by Blessing Afolabi, remain blessed.